This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. June 21st, 2015 is Father's Day in the United States, and possibly in your nation also. If not, take some time anyway with your father, if he is still living, to bless him with words of praise for his loving provision for you as you were growing up. If your father has passed on, spend some time with uncles, aunts, and brothers and sisters, discussing your warm memories of what this man meant to you. If you are lacking the comfort and care of an earthly father, Psalm 68:5 reminds us that God is Father of the fatherless and Protector of widows. Chances are, if your father was living in your home, he worked and provided the funds for your home, for food and clothes. It is common now for mothers to also work outside the home, just as a supplement for the needs of the family. God is our Father, our Heavenly Father, and He sets the pattern for men to follow in their human role of providing and caring for the family. Jesus spoke about the connection between earthly fathers and our Heavenly Father in Matthew chapter 7. Is there anyone among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If then, although you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? In Matthew 6, 9-13, Jesus gave his disciples a pattern to use when they compose their daily prayers to their heavenly Father. Though it is called the Lord's Prayer, it should be more correctly called the Disciples' Prayer, because it was a pattern or model that they should use as a framework for future prayers. Jesus said, "Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we ourselves have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Like our Heavenly Father, our earthly Father, to a much lesser extent, provides for our needs, our care, and comfort. Some of you may not have had a good relationship with your father. We are all sinners, so we are fallen creatures who do not always perform well in this role of father. But God is the standard for fatherhood that all men should strive towards. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says it this way, "Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we may be able to comfort those experiencing any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God, as our Heavenly Father, shows how He provided a way out of our sin problem so that we could be born again and live with God in heaven for all eternity through faith in Jesus. Here is what the Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 4. "Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been fathered by God and knows God. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this the love of God is revealed in us, that God has sent His one and only Son into the world so that we may live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, if God so loved us, then we ought also to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God resides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we reside in God and He in us, in that He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now that is found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Is the idea of God coming to earth in the form of Jesus being born as a baby and growing up to manhood to then die on the cross to redeem sinners? Is this a difficult concept for you to grasp? If it is, you are in good company. Philip, one of the disciples of Jesus for 3 years, did not understand this, and he asked Jesus about his relationship to his heavenly Father. Here is how this reads in John chapter 14. Follow along in your Bibles if you have a Bible to look at. John chapter 14. "Do not let your hearts be distressed. You believe in God, believe also in me. There are many dwelling places in my Father's house. Otherwise I would have told you, because I am going away to make a place for you. And if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, so that where I am you may be too, and you know the way where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus replied, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father too. And from now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be content." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you for so long, and you have not known me, Philip? The person who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father residing in me performs his miraculous deeds. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not believe me, believe because of the miraculous deeds themselves. I tell you the solemn truth. The person who believes in me will perform the miraculous deeds that I am doing, and will perform greater deeds than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he resides with you and will be in you." I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will not see me any longer, but you will see me because I live. You will live too. You will know at that time that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The person who has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. And now a sample of letters from you, our listeners to Vision for Christ. A man from Zambia writes, "Greetings from Zambia. I am glad to have this opportunity of writing to you. I am a young man of age 18, and I love listening to your programs and reading the Word of God. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless you with the good work you are doing." Well, to that man from Zambia, I say thank you very much, and I appreciate the blessing. Friend, I am going to pray for each of you right now that you've heard this program on fathers and God the Father himself. I ask you to join me now in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestep has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a living, loving, intimate relationship.